This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is very, very interesting. They say there's going to be a vanishing plastic that will just self-destruct when you throw them away. Kind of like Mission Impossible stuff. But what this could do is possibly later help the environment by reducing plastic pollution in the ocean. Very interesting. Coming out of Daily Mail, they say our oceans hold 250 million tons of plastic, killing wildlife and clogging up shipping pathways. I really think we do have water bottles up the yin-yang. I've always wondered about that, and I also get nervous about drinking my water from a plastic bottle. You know, we used to just drink from a ceramic cup, or there's just something about plastics that have always kind of made me a little squirrely. All right, but I get squirrely over a lot of things. I'm like, you know, things make you go, and that kind of stuff. Just, you know, a little squirrely. So I wonder. But they say until recently, clearing Earth's oceans of plastic seemed impossible. But a new vanishing material, they say, could tackle the problem by creating plastic products such as toys that will dissolve on demand. I guess the researchers created the melting toys using special polymers, which are kind of long chain molecules that are built that are used in a variety of things. They fuse normal polymer change with tiny temperature sensitive units dotted along the polymer chain. These self-destruct units are rigged to break at room temperature when they are triggered by a particular stimulus. So don't get a plastic swing set, right? And then have your kid accidentally hit the stimulus such that, zing, it like disintegrates and now he, you know, falls off his swing. The stimulus could be as simple as sunlight or a specific chemical in the plastic that they do not come across in daily use. See, if I was a kid and I knew my toy could self-destruct and all I had to do was hit a button, I would be hitting that button so much. I'd be self-disciplined. I'd be like, Mommy, my big wheel. I didn't like dolls. I didn't play with dolls, but I like big wheels. So they say the plasmas are designed to melt when they meet a specific sewage system or bacteria or even urine. So if your kid doesn't pee or have poop on his hands, that plastic may survive long enough until it finally does hit sewage system bacteria. Maybe seawater. Maybe a salty seawater, it learns to do that. My problem is it's still chemicals. What happens after it melts? They say children's toys are not the main offender when it comes to plastic waste, but they say it's an important proof of concept. It's a nice place to start minimizing the accumulation of plastic waste. Yeah, now that we're not using lead in these kids' toys, okay, we're using more plastic. So our plastic problem are the kids' faults. Okay, that's what's happening here. Okay, everything was simpler when we used lead. Remember the stuff we used to play with as a kid? I understand. I don't want the kids to play with lead. I get it. But I mean, see, now everything is all plastic and coated and that yellow sharp, right? When a plastic breaks because you accidentally step on it, then it's really, really sharp. I hate that material. What happened to Nerf? Didn't you love Nerf material? I love Nerf. I could do anything with that. And Play-Doh was really cool. The Penn State University researchers hope to one day develop a mass-produced plastic that gives off nothing but harmless gas when it dissolves. That's ideal. But they say melting plastics could also be used as self-destructing glue. Small amounts will glue together materials such as glass, metal, other plastics. They are just as effective as conventional adhesives. They say what's neat is that ours can also be reversed. By applying a signal, the object you've glued together will fall apart. So that's what they want. They want our electronics to fall apart as if our iPhones and our Samsung Galaxies and all the other issues that we're having aren't falling apart on their own. So, we talked about the flu. All right, so that's it. That's the thing of the future. I don't know. I think it's cool. I see plastic water bottles all the time. I see things floating around in oceans, and it really makes me mad. And I'll reach over and I'll clean up before I, have to pee. I feel so bad. Sometimes I'm in the middle of the water and I got to pee. And I'm like, it is just going to be too, there's no way I'm going to make it and swim back. But I remember one of my listeners said, please pee in the ocean. They need the pee. But I still get rid of junk as I see it floating around. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about these kids who developed an expensive pharmaceutical. Remember that study came out? These kids developed. Okay, so there's this pharmaceutical out there, this toxoplasmosis, anti-parasite drug. And Turing Pharmaceuticals had last year upped the price by 5,000% from $13.50 per dose to $750. These kids at a Sydney grammar school were looking for a chemistry project, so they tried to synthesize the Daraprim or the Pi. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I finally created the Learn Health Spanish website or program such that if any of you guys want to, for under $50, get a basic fluency in greetings and how to talk to somebody and body parts and if you're in the healthcare profession as well, being able to take a history and physical, we've created a Learn Health Spanish course. Very simple. You can get it done in under 100 minutes. There's videos. There's quizzes. And you can get a certificate that you could show your employer for having medical Spanish fluency. Now, for those of you that just want to learn some terms because you're taking care of your mom or dad or whatever, I think there's words in there that we could all use. So, great Christmas gift for somebody who wants to learn. Go to the website at learnhealthspanish.com. Learnhealthspanish.com for under 50 bucks. And use the code DDW so you get a discount. DDW. Great gift. And it's pretty cool. I've never really done this where I've made a course, but, you know, I teach medical Spanish. And there's a lot of online courses that are pretty expensive. And I wanted to make something that was very, very basic and inexpensive because it's, I don't have time or the money to do something a little more extensive. So for any of you guys in the same boat as me, I hope it helps. Pretty cool stuff. LearnHealthSpanish.com. Thank you for checking it out. All right, so many of you ask if I'm menopausal. I'm not. I'm in my 40s. I still got my periods. So far, so good, but I am hot flashing. Okay, and I'm going through some of the changes. I don't like the changes. But I didn't think my lungs would change. And they say going through menopause impacts the lungs the same way as smoking 20 cigarettes a day. You know what? I got to say, I have noticed. I can't hold a note. I know I can't sing, but when I used to sing, I could hold the note. Remember that I'm All Out of Love, that Air Supply song, where at the end, so wrong, and I think he holds that note. At the end, I could do it. I could hold the note as long as he could in my 20s. Now, I could barely do that. And so, that's why, thank God, like, I'm all about the bass. Okay, luckily, these songs, you know, nobody's really holding their breath or holding their note. You don't really have a lot of Whitney Houston's or Celine Dion songs out there now, or Mariah Carey, where that note was being held so long. But I have to tell you, I noticed that. I can't hold a note or sing a note. Yeah, that's my lungs. They say this can make middle-aged women who have come to the end of their menstrual cycle suffer from shortness of breath and fatigue. Here we are. We're trying to celebrate the fact that we don't have our periods anymore. And instead, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with, trouble breathing. No celebration. Norwegian researchers looked at the forced vital capacity, which is a measure of lung size, in 1,400 women aged between 25 and 48. They also assessed the forced expiratory volume in 1 second, which is where you go, forcing all your expiratory volume, which is how much air you can exhale in 1 second. All of the participants had not yet begun menopause and were followed over the next 20 years. They found both measures in the lungs' ability to function reduced in women going through menopause, so that was expected. They say the decline in forced vital capacity was compared to 20 cigarettes of smoking a day for 10 years. So I could have been smoking this whole time and losing weight. Are you kidding me? And looking cool. I've never got to hang out with the cool people at work. Tom, do you smoke? No, Tom's out there having to smoke now. You see, I'm the only one who's not cool. Do you smoke?
Occasionally in the bars, but not like I don't take smoking breaks at work. I haven't bought a pack of cigarettes. Well, I buy one pack of cigarettes a year on New Year's.
See, that's my thing. I could be hanging out with you all pretty cool, right? But I don't smoke. And they say that even if I didn't smoke, my lungs, because of menopause, are going to be like I've been smoking for 20 years. This is bull crap. Okay, next time I come out. Oh, by the way, congratulations on the Vikings win. Oh, no, Vikings didn't win. The Cowboys win. Cowboys won 11-1.
We never get the good wins, at least not this year.
Man. Oh, can I ask you one question while I got you here?
Sure.
All right, before you go out for a smoke, really quickly here. So the Viking Stadium now is climate controlled, but it looks like it's all still open to the outside, or is that just glass?
I've never been there. You will never see me join a stadium because I don't support them. I would never buy anything from them. Right. I watch games on TV because that's... I support my local economy. I want to go to the bar next to the Viking Stadium. Don't go to the Viking Stadium for beer.
That's actually, I see that. And I bet it's cheaper, too, at the local bar.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you'll actually get to hear good music that I mix. So come on out to the bars in the local area of the Twin Cities, guys.
All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. So all this time I could have been smoking. By the way, the Vikings, they did put a good effort against the Cowboys. They did. By the way, I think their cheerleader outfits are really cute, and I love how they have the they do this Viking horn sound. You know how the Panthers have that? You know, they have that. So that's pretty cool. I don't know if the Cowboys have a sound that keeps playing in the background. I mean, Cowboys are so sexy. You know, maybe, hey, baby. Or, I stepped in some horse poop. I don't know. I'm obviously a Cowboy fan, so this has been the most amazing season ever. Just wow. But I have to shout out to the Vikings. All right. So, experts concluded that the higher decline for those of us smoking, okay, basically we're screwed. So why menopause? I don't know. I tell you what I think it is. I think what it is maybe estrogen, okay, could maybe be anti-inflammatory. Maybe there's an issue with that. So more of us seem to have more inflammation that happens at the lungs. But you know what I noticed, okay, the older I got, is if you notice I'm a little shortness of breath, I'm dealing with some real weird hernia going on right now. And I'm not a big weightlifter. I used to lift weights. Something weird happened to my body in the last couple of years where I think the bowel is pushing on my lungs. And so I wonder if they're losing their diaphragmatic or even the rectus abdominis tightness such that there's some pressures going on to the lung. And I think that could be what's going on with me. And it's not that I can't sing. So I thought that was a very interesting study. Now, while we're talking about menopause and all that good stuff, let us talk about climaxing. They say, remember I told you guys that if you wanted to get pregnant, guys and gals, you have to make sure both people reach climax. The guy can't climax and then leave and say, thank you, babe. You need to also, because I think it helps bring up the sperm to get up into the fallopian tube. Remember I told you guys that? Well, now researchers have looked at orgasms and they do think that it'll increase your chance of conceiving by 15%. We know, obviously, male climaxes have a link to fertility, obviously, but people thought female orgasms were just only for, I don't know, her pleasure. No, no. There's always an evolutionary reason. There is nothing in evolution that a woman has that's for her pleasure. Okay, there really isn't. Well, except one item. That's and most people ignore that item. But other than that, our hair, under our arm, no, we don't like that. Our boobs, we definitely don't like our boobs. I mean, come on. So, you know, when they said, well, you know, women having orgasm is something that's evolutionary, I was like, that it must be because that helps with the contractions, propulse the sperm up. Now, they say researchers from University College Cork recorded stop giggling, reduced self-induced orgasms in women over 2 months and found chances of conception dramatically increased in cases where women experienced orgasms. The study involved six women aged 26 to 52. Even though it was self-induced, I'm sure he was around because obviously the sperm had to be there, okay? The study involved six women aged 26 to 52 who were asked to record their climaxes at home and use semen stimulants alongside collection devices. I hope there are no kids listening to this. This is definitely a adult medical topic. Each woman acted as her own control, so during some of the exercises she would achieve and in others she wouldn't. The outcome was decided with a flip of a coin, 1 hour ahead of each exercise. So I guess they flipped a coin going, okay, I will use this or I won't use this. And according to the study, While the masturbation not leading to orgasm condition did create some issues of sexual frustration, all participants retained in the study reported success. So they say regardless of whether they received a climax, the women will insert 5 milliliters of a semen stimulant, a water-based lubricant, followed by a collection device that measured the amount of the quote-unquote semen that had been retained. And they found that the woman who reached climax held on to that more. Maybe there was more muscle tightening. So I still think it allows the sperm to swim up there. That's my goal. But, Now they talk about cats. I don't think I want to know. I got cats. 1-877-DOCTOR-TELLY. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Randall from Houston looks a little upset. I thought he's upset because I'm a Cowboy fan. Whatever happened to the Houston Oilers?
I forget what happened to the Houston Oilers. Are they the Texans now?
Yeah, they're probably the Texans. Okay. All right, that would make sense. But he's not mad about that. Randall says, I have issues with doctors. You all are doing what the insurance companies are doing. Uh-oh. He writes, I can never get refills on my medications, but I'm required to, quote, come in, unquote, to get a refill. They hold my prescription hostage, and I'm blackmailed into paying each month. What makes doctors different from insurance companies? I get it. I know why you're mad. All right. Okay. I've seen both sides of this. So I definitely see your side, and I see the doctor's side, and there's a fine line between what is an appropriate follow-up and what is just making you come in to pay copays. So let's talk about that. Okay, so let's get the obvious out of the way. All right, you walk in for, let's say, your DOT, your commercial driver's license physical, right? And we find out that your blood pressure is 190 over 110. Okay, we're like, go to the hospital. You're about to stroke. I don't want to go to the hospital. Just start me on a blood pressure medication. All right, well, we're not, you know, clearing you for your CDL, but we will start you on a blood pressure medication. But your blood pressure is so high, I need to see you back in a day or two to make sure it's starting to go back down. Okay, so it starts to go back down. You see him in a day or two, he's about the 150s. Go, all right, we'll do this for a month. See you back in a month to see if you start going back down. Okay, all right, so you guys get that. All right, I come back in a month. Now you're about 135 over 85. I can either choose to add a second agent, up the medicine, or just keep you as is. Go, okay, I see where you're going with this. I don't know if I'm in love with the medicine you're on and thinking that this works while you're cutting back your salt and exercising. But, you know, you keep this up with your blood pressure. I could recertify you. I think you have to come back in about 3 months for that. But why don't I give you a couple months of your prescription and you come back? But I'd still like somebody checking you in about a month or two. So with that, that's a very, very common and I think a very responsible way to manage someone's blood pressure. Same thing with blood sugar. You walk in and your blood sugar is 3 under 50. I'm going to start you on a medication. I'm going to want to see you within a week and make sure that those sugars are starting to come down and starting to be in good control. And then after I see you in a week, I see you every 2 weeks. Once you start to get into good control, I see you every month. Then I see you every 3 months, and then I see you every 6 months. Same thing with antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. Okay, that's non-controlled substance. Non-controlled substance is a whole other story. All right, so you have depression. I'm not going to give you a medication and say, come back in 3 months. No way. You could kill yourself. You could get worse. You could have side effects. I'm going to start you on a medication. I'm going to want to see you within 2 weeks, as long as I know that you're not suicidal. See you back in 2 weeks. How you doing? Okay? Is the medicine starting to work? Some medicines take 2 to 4 weeks. Usually, if I got the right pick, it's kicked in already. Yeah, going good. I'm still having some issues. All right, what else are you doing? Are you, you know, how's the job? How's the life? You know, are you getting better sleep? Yeah, getting more exercise, diet? All right, see me now. Since I've seen you at the 2 week mark, I'll see you at the 1 month mark. If you're doing good there, then I'll see you at the 3 month mark and then every 6 months. So again, it's a very responsible progression. Cholesterol medication. I'm not going to give you a cholesterol medication. See, come back in 3 months. I want to make sure it's not affecting the liver. I put you on a cholesterol medicine. I see you back in 30 days. Recheck your levels. Check your liver levels. Check your cholesterol levels. So, if there could be a side effect to a medication, if you are not in control, you will have to come back for refills. And the golden rule that I always follow and make, and I've told my students this, is you give them enough medication till you want them to follow back up, and maybe give them a little extra, just in case they can't get there within 30 days. But give them, because when they start to run out of the medication, they'll remember. A lot of us, we had no idea that a month, did you know Halloween was over a month ago? It seems like we just had Halloween. So a month could go by so damn fast, but for the human body, it's not. So a reminder is you're going to be running out of your medicines. So that's a reminder that when you need to come back. If I don't need to see you for a year, you'll have a year prescription, like birth control. Let's say, before when we would be papping every year, I'm like, here's your birth control for a year. I'll see you next year unless you need anything else. If you're an out-of-control asthmatic, you know, I'm going to be giving you, you know, asthma medications, but some of the newer ones, I'm going to want you to come back, see if they're working. So that all makes sense, right? Now, let's say you are new to the practice, and this is what, unfortunately, Randall may be seeing, and this is what I'm seeing with patients, okay? You're new to the practice, so you want 6 months, because your prior doctor, who used to be on the one Obamacare plan that is now not on, or that one doctor moved, or that one doctor retired, whatever, used to give you 6 months. Now you walk into a new doctor, and that new doctor says, oh, no, I don't know who you are. I'm not going to give you 6 months of a medication. Yeah, but I've always been on this medication. Let me give you a couple months worth, and let me make sure. Okay, because now this is my license. You know, there's doctors out there that do bad medicine. How do I know? So a lot of times you get frustrated. And I have to tell you, I've had people who are on 4 blood pressure medications, and their blood pressure was still in the 160s. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm not saying the last doctor was bad, but why would I use my license and my credibility to continue a crappy plan? I almost sound like Donald Trump now, huh? Yeah. Anyway, with Obamacare. But anyway, back to the patient. Okay, you know, I'm the doctor, so now this is going to be my paintbrush. I am the one. You are my canvas. I am the paintbrush. I'm not going to use somebody else's dirty, ratty old paintbrush. So that's going to be frustrating for you. And you're going to be mad at the doctors. And if that is one of the situations that's occurred where your doctor no longer sees you because of, you know, obviously, you know, changes beyond their control, beyond your control, you switch jobs and that's, and the only insurance they cover doesn't have your doctor on it. So if that ends up being your scenario, you could get mad at the new doctor saying, well, all they want is money. But you forget, malpractice is still very, very high. And these lawsuits are huge. I had a ex-partner, a medical partner's patient die the same day I saw him. Remember I told you guys about the one that wanted the Xanax and the Valium and I wouldn't give him both, so I only gave him one? And he said, why? I go, because if you drop dead from overdosing, all right, my name is going to be on the prescription on your nightstand. So, by the way, I'm noticing your oxygen's a little low. There's other things going on with you. Let me help you. I don't want you to help me. I just want my prescriptions. So he called me every name in the book. I gave him a small prescription. He leaves, dies that night. There's my bottle of the little prescription on the table. Wife decides to sue, doesn't sue me, sues everybody else because she can't sue me. I'm the one that said, I'm not going to be letting you overdose. I want to make sure you don't seize. He ended up overdosing on OxyContin he got from another doctor. So when doctors hear these cases of people, you know, people dying and family wanting to sue or whatever, they are going to start with you as a clean slate. Hopefully they refill your medicines. Hopefully they don't. Now, what else could be happening? Could that be the only way that they make money? Is you coming in for a copay? Absolutely. You could have some individuals out there where they are so damn tired of working for free and deductibles not being paid. Because when doctors send people bills, many times people don't pay their bills. But when you come in for a prescription, now office staff says, we are collecting up front. Boy, that changed deep into Obamacare. I always had the policy, we'll just bill you your copay. Oh, hell to the no. Nobody would pay after the recession. So you have to collect up front. And wow. So now, rather than you getting the services, okay, for free and never paying a bill, you have to come in and pay to get your prescription. Now, when you go to get groceries, you have to pay. When you get your nails done or your hair done or a haircut, you have to pay. But going to a doctor, you want refills. Or you want somebody to call in your prescription with you now coming in. A doctor has every right to charge. Now, if it's a prescription you've been on for 25 years, your blood pressure is in control, and they just want you to come in once a month, every month, for money, find a new doctor. Because you won't be able to afford that. You've been on the medicine for 20 years. But I don't think that's the case in a lot of these cases. And, you know, so a lot of patients are like, well, my doctor won't call me on the phone. Of course not. He has thousands of patients. He can't be doing that till 2 a.m. You're going to have to pay something for his time. And that's what's probably happening. I understand why you're frustrated. I do get it. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect
the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So New York is going to loosen some of their stringent medical marijuana laws because they want to help people deal with chronic pain. This is something we predicted was going to happen, as there is such a push to get people off narcotics, there is a bigger push to expand marijuana. And some people are going, what the hell are we doing? Are we seriously swapping one addiction for another? But right now, everybody is under the impression that marijuana is safe. Is a heck of a lot safer than narcotics. So since this is now the growing trend and the thought process, we are going to see the shift of smoking and narcotic use on and alcohol drinking to marijuana. And can I just say that if data does continue to surface, how marijuana can put you at risk for lack of blood flow to the brain and heart attack and strokes and other sorts of things. And finally, we get to the point where we say, you know what, marijuana is bad, just like cigarettes were. How are we going to get a country doped up and addicted to marijuana off of marijuana later? Nobody's thinking about that now. So they say New York has expanded its medical marijuana legislation, adding chronic pain to the list of qualifying medical medication conditions to allow people to obtain the drug. After conducting a thorough review, they say, of the scientific literature, it became clear that there may be certain benefits in the use of medical marijuana by patients suffering from chronic pain. And mind you, I have no problem patients in chronic pain using marijuana. Okay, but all right, we need to kind of stop and realize what could be happening more on a more national scale. New York Health Commissioner Howard Zuckert said, medical marijuana is already helping thousands of patients across New York State, and adding chronic pain as a qualifying condition will help more patients and further strengthen the program. The state's Department of Health said in a statement that it will draft a proposed regulatory amendment outlining the eligible chronic pain conditions and publish the amendment for public comment shortly. So I guess we're all breathless to see that one. Starting in 2014, New York doctors could prescribe medical marijuana in non-smokable forms to people with one of 10 serious medical conditions, HIV, AIDS, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, including them. Now, adding chronic pain to the list of acceptable maladies could make thousands more people eligible for the drug. One of you emailed me about a week or two ago, and I didn't answer it yet. I apologize. On HIV, we were talking about medical conditions, and HIV was brought up. And you asked if marijuana, because you had never smoked marijuana, and again, I haven't smoked it either, does marijuana, if you have HIV, I guess mentally cause you to lose a lot of your faculties, like in terms of your let down your guard in terms of using condoms, etc. Would somebody with HIV who smokes marijuana be less likely to use a condom and practice safer sex with their partners if they, and I hadn't answered that back end. I apologize. Yes, are you there?
I was actually going to say, I think just based on the idea that most of the people I know that smoke and drive tend to stop like 20 feet before the stop sign. Like, I feel like condoms and stuff, like, they're going to be overly protective and careful because they're high and paranoid. And that's my personal opinion on it.
Yeah, that was my impression. My impression was marijuana makes you almost a little bit more,
I'd be more worried about people getting high and then forgetting that they wanted to have sex. Like, that's much more the problem.
Yeah. Then okay, all right. Because people will say they get high to have sex. Carrie Fisher was talking about how many of their sexual escapades between she and Harrison Ford were when, you know, it was riddled with marijuana. I think that's when I got this email. We were talking about marijuana, and I guess Harrison Ford, according to Carrie Fisher's book, smoked a lot of marijuana. They had a 3-month, very passionate affair, but they don't remember much of it because they were on marijuana. So it sounds to me like people do have sex when they're on marijuana. So it's a good question, but I would probably agree with Tom. I would probably venture to say maybe that'd be more, a little bit more in control and more paranoid about not.
I actually have a kind of, if you've got a moment for it, yeah. I kind of have something on topic. So I've got these kids that have been staying with me that I told you about. I recently have had to take away the laptop because they've been skipping school to sit at home, get high, and watch Netflix.
Oh,
now,
bad
boys. They're 18 years old. They've got jobs, and I've told them, if you've got a job, if you've got school, I don't care if you're going to get your GED, your high school diploma, if you get it, I will give you a discount on rent. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just freaking do it. And they just want to sit there and get high. And honestly, that was me when I was their age. I'm not, like, that's the exact same thing. It took a real kick in my butt to make me do something. And that's my biggest, like, worry. That's why I don't want kids smoking pot. Not because I'm worried they're going to do more drugs or they're going to do stupid things. I'm more worried about them not doing stupid things. I'm more worried about them being okay with sitting inside and playing video games for 13 hours or just vegging out on a season or two of whatever on Netflix. Like, I want to go see them build stuff. I'm down in my basement building coat racks and stuff.
Right.
What are they doing? Nothing.
Well, let me ask you something. You know, having some, you know, because, again, I'm very naive with this. So, you know, those of us that haven't smoked, we sit here with our noses in the air going, okay, well, people who do, they just sit on the couch. They'll just binge watch Netflix. They'll just, like we talked about, or whatever. But, I mean, you know, when you did smoke pot, I mean, did you still decide to get out and go to work? Did you still decide to cook a meal?
I didn't. It's not like I wouldn't go to work or anything, but I would definitely be much more lethargic about the way I worked. I would probably try and find ways to sit down and talk to somebody or get distracted. You know, ADD is just so much easier to pander to when you're high. Anytime you see a kid that you think is just being lazy, that's exemplified by marijuana. I don't want to say that marijuana makes them like that, and I don't want to say that the only way they're like that is if they're high. But if they are,
laziness, yep. It exemplifies it.
Yeah, and it's just, it's frustrating. Now, having said that, my friend Ray, growing up, his mom realized she wasn't going to be able to stop him from smoking pot. He was just a rebel. He was going to do it. The least she could do is make sure he wasn't going to get something with something laced. So she told him, come to me. If you're going to be smoking, you're going to do it in my house on my time, and you're going to have your homework done, and you better not raid my fridge, and you better do something. This kid now can smoke copious amounts. He lives in Michigan. He's got his legal card. I don't know anybody more enthusiastic about working when they're high than him. So there are ways to work around it, and it definitely had to do with his mother taking a proactive stance in the time, saying, I know you're going to go behind my back if I don't let you do it, so we're going to have rules about it. And I don't necessarily approve completely of that method, but at least taking a proactive role made a difference. I'm definitely not standing up for that guy because he's kind of a jerk. It is worth knowing, and don't turn your nose up and say it's bad. And the more you shun it, the more people are going to look at it as a way to rebel. So open up to it, and you know, if mom suddenly was like, oh my god, I love marijuana, the kids are going to go, oh god, I'm never smoking another joint again.
That is a good point. I know, especially a lot of the older singles out there, they are like, see, it just passed. I'm for legalized marijuana. It's just I'm for, you know, slowing it down a little bit until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
Well,
but it's already legal now in my state, and boy, people are excited. They are ready to.
South Park had a thing on that. Check out the one where Randy sticks himself in the microwave to give himself testicle cancer.
Oh,
I think that they have a couple of really great lines in there about being apathetic on marijuana.
I like their Black Friday one where there's, like, you know, blood and bodies all over the place, and then you see the Christmas music, like, yay, it's the season. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.